Brown starting quarterback Brian Hoyer addressed the media after today's practice. He did work with the first team offense today, and I'll tell you what, on Saturday, he played much better than his numbers indicated. A couple big wide receiver drops certainly helped his totals look a little worse than they actually were, and he talked about what he's got to do to maintain the lead in this quarterback competition.
Don't change my approach at all. You know, to me, this is my team until someone else tells me otherwise. And you come out here and just try to be the best quarterback you can. And like I said, I talked to you after the game. You just ignore all the noise and the hype and, you know, worry about what happens in that building and what I can control. And for me, that's coming out here and practicing the best I can. And when I get a chance to play, playing the best I can. Just continue to get better, know the system better. Like I said, there's a few, you know, going back and watching the film, there's a few reads that I would have liked to read differently. And, you know, so you learn from those mistakes and try to build on it. Yeah, it's good sometimes, actually, as much as it is unfavorable for us. You know, it does rain sometimes on Sunday, so it is sometimes good to get some work. And, you know, our equipment guys actually did a good job of keeping those balls pretty dry as they could. And, you know, when it's wet like that, you kind of change your philosophy on how you throw the ball. You don't want to grip it as tight. You try not to throw it high because it is tough for those receivers when it's high and they can't get their hands on it. It slips up. So it is good to get some work, as frustrating as it is, because you want to come out and have a great practice, but it is good to get work in the rain. I think just the work that I put in, you know, I remember talking to you guys throughout the whole process, the offseason. I mean, for as bad of a situation as it could have been and how down I could have got, I think I took all that, you know, those emotions and put it into my rehab. So it's good to have that validation now, to know that the hard work has paid off. And, you know, I can come out here day after day after day, practice, have no problems. I actually was getting a massage yesterday to kind of flush things out, and the masseuse is like, I don't even really need to do anything. Like, your knee is looking really good, and for me, it feels like that way. So it's just good to know that when you work hard at something, whether it's rehab or anything football related, that it pay, you can kind of see the dividends pay off. Well, I think even since I got here last year, you see the speed that and change of direction that Buster has. So, you know, we're always really wary of that going against him, because you know that, you know, even if he has a little bit of separation, he can close, like the one he had over there today. I mean, you know, it's got to be a perfect throw or else Buster's going to close in on it. I think when you put him with Joe and then you add Justin in there, we have a really good group of talented guys, not that you mentioned the other guys that rotate through, but, you know, I really like Buster because I know how hard it is to go against him.